This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for January 6. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Matthew chapter 25, verse 28. It says there, "To those who use well what they are given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away." End of quote. Many times I heard people wondering if God is there, then why He does not guide them. They expect God to show them the next steps or open new doors in their life. However, sometimes we forget that we are not even faithful to what God had already given to us. Think, if someone is not faithful with what he's already given, how could you give more? I don't know what God already showed you or gave to you. Maybe God asked you to accept Jesus as your Savior. Did you do it? Maybe God asked you to obey Him in the waters of baptism after your professed faith in Jesus Christ. Did you do it? Maybe God asked you to go and join a Bible teaching and preaching church and study the Bible. Did you do it? Maybe God gave you a spiritual gift to use for His glory. Did you take any step toward it? Did he ask you to pray more? Did you do it? Did He ask you to begin or plant something leaning and trusting on Him? Did you do it? You see, why should God reveal you the next steps if you are not serious about what He has already asked you to do? You see, God typically shows one step at a time and then test what you do with that. When you faithfully do what He's already given or revealed, He gives or shows you more and more. Jesus said a story about a man going on a long trip. He called his servants and gave the talents while he was gone. He gave 5 to one person, 2 to another, and 1 to the third person. He gave the talents understanding their abilities. Then he was gone far away. After a long time, the master came back and asked them to give account of what they had been given. The first servant said he earned 5 more out of the 5 that he gave to him. The second one said he earned 2 more from the 2 already given. The third one said he thought his master is a harsh man who is able to gather crops even without planting and gathering. He said he was afraid and hid his talent and gave the one back to the master. You see, the master congratulated the first 2 for their faithfulness in handling the small talents. He said he would give them more responsibilities because they were faithful. To the third man, he said, "You are lazy. You could have even deposited that talent in a bank, and at least he could have earned a few more by gaining interest." You see, the master ordered to take the talent away from the third servant and give to the more faithful one. Then Jesus said, our Bible insight, that is what we read today. He said, to those who use well what they are given, they will have more. But from those who do nothing, it will be taken away, even that little that is given. It's a solemn thought to check what God gave to you already. Or check what God asked you to do already. Begin there. Start there. Start doing what God had already requested. Then watch the blessings of the Lord in it. Also, you would experience more and more in the divine store as you start doing what He asked you to do. You will have an abundance. The opposite is also true. If you do nothing with what He already gave to you, then even that which is given could be taken away from you. Listen, Jesus called you in the past, didn't He? Even today, Jesus lovingly calls you to open the doors of your heart. He wants to come into your life. Jesus died, buried, and rose again for your salvation, spiritual happiness, and eternal life. He called you in the past, even He calls you today. Would you come to Him? If yes, pray after me now. Father in heaven, I understand you sent Jesus for me and my salvation. I know I am a sinner. I need the Savior and salvation you offer. I repent of my sins and pray to save me today. Please forgive me and make me your child. I now accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.